Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny.
Yeah.
leading in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm pressing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We stop by to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy, how it sustained us, Lord God. We just come to give you the praise and the glory this morning, Lord God. We thank you how you moved over the weekend, Father. Oh, we say thank you for having your way, Lord God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters with us. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper, every tongue rise up shall be condemned. We say, have your way today in our service, Lord God. Heal, deliver, and set free, Lord God. Then only you can do. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to bless your name today. The name above all names. Name above all sickness and diseases today. We say, have your way, Lord God. From the front door to the pulpit, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father God. Heal and deliver and set them free in their mind, body, soul, and their spirit. Because it's all about you, not about me, but it's all about you. Have your way. Rule and reign today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere. Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. So have your way, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for going into nursing homes on today, rehabilitation centers on today, healing and delivering and setting free, Lord God. Stop by all the hospitals on today, Lord God. Go from floor to floor, room to room in the hospitals, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Stop by the penitentiaries on today, Lord God. Stop by the county jails on today, Lord God. great miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord God. We say, have your way, Lord. Stop by the White House, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free in the White House, Lord God. The right people in their path, Father God. Order their footsteps, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We just say thank you for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no disease in heaven. No stress, no fear, no worry. Lord God, so we just thank you for bringing heaven to earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every car. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up mechanical difficulties right now. We loosen the Holy Spirit and reign. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over the runways today. In the mighty name of Jesus, over the pilots, the stewardess, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. We come this morning empty of ourselves to be filled with more of you, Lord God. Because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we come to cast all our cares upon you, because your shoulders are equipped to carry every burden and every weight. Have your way, Lord God. We just say thank you. We cover the fire departments and their families, Lord God. We cover the militaries and their families, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover the banks and the bank tellers right now, Lord God. Them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. That only you can do, Lord God. Stop by that operating room today, Father God. Heal and deliver and guide the surgeon hand right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for this new day, Lord God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. The breath we breathe is because of you. Eyes to see, ears to hear, a mouth to call in your name. Oh, we come to bless your name today. So have your way in our services, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover our musicians on today, Father God. Continue to bless their hands, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up our praise team to you, Father God. Continuously anoint their voices, Lord God, that only you can do, Lord God. And we just say, have your way. Have your way, Lord. And we just come to bless your name this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, you're awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Thank you, Father. Oh, we need you, oh, Father, in every situation, circumstance, trial, mindset, oh, Father God. We need you, oh, Father God, in every area of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we give you praise and honor, which is due you. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your breath of life, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, this morning to wake up and be consciously aware, oh, Father God, of everything that is going on and everything that you have allowed to come within our lives, oh, Father God, everything that we need to pursue and obtain to, everything that we need to take care of in our lives, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the right mindset, oh, Father God, and handling in those things, pursuing those things, and moving in those things according to your word, purpose, and plan that you have for our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for renewing our minds, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, also, oh, Father God, for having us to be aware of the seasons, oh, Father God, because there's a purpose and time for everything up under the sun, as it says in Ecclesiastes, oh, Father God. even in your word, oh Father God, you even tell us, the Father God, that we should renew our mind and also have the mind of Christ, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for those things being instituted within our lives, oh Father God. So in this season, oh Father God, we can be aware and discerning, oh Father God, with the mind of Christ, oh Father God, that you have established up in the minds and the hearts of your people, oh Father God. Oh Father God, you are awesome in all your ways, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for taking the blinders from off our eyes, oh Father God, so that we can see behind the scenes, oh Father God, the things that have been put in front of us, oh Father God. But with your discerning spirit, oh Father God, from on high, oh Father God, that you have dispensed to us, oh Father God, to our great teacher, oh Father God, because you say you will send us a helper that will lead us into all truth. And we receive it, oh Father God, with open arms and open hearts and open minds, oh Father God, to follow its instructions, oh Father God, in this dispensation season and time that we are in. Oh Father God, thank you, oh Father God, for lining us up, oh Father God. Because as it is in heaven, so shall it be upon earth, oh Father God. And we thank you for lining us up, position, oh Father God, to take our stand, oh Father God. To not be moved, oh Father God, by all of the things that is going on, oh Father God. To stand steadfast and unmovable, oh Father God. And in place, oh Father God, for your instructions and those things that you are planting within us, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, because you say that you make all things new, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for making all things new within our minds and hearts and families and every endeavor, oh, Father God. Matter of fact, that we undertake, oh, Father God, we thank you for making your presence known in those areas of our lives, oh, Father God, because we shall not be moved. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done and all of the things that you're going to do up in our lives. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for planting seeds within us, oh, Father God, so that your kingdom, oh, Father God, may be able to grow and flourish within us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for the mind of Christ, oh, Father God, being established. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for filtering everything, oh, Father God, and destroying every idol, oh, Father God, that we may have built up, oh, Father God, within our hearts and minds that is not of you, but to lead us astray, oh, Father God, and follow and to support subtly the kingdom of this world. Oh, but we thank you for Christ, oh, Father God, for setting us free, oh, Father God, from those things that have held us bound, oh, Father God. Yes, oh, Father God, it may have been a fight within us, oh, Father God, because we didn't know, oh, Father God, that that was you, Father God, talking to us, oh, Father God, leading us, oh, Father God, pulling us, oh, Father God, from out of those things, oh, Father God, that we thought in the past was you. Oh, but we thank you for your movability within our lives, oh, Father God, to open up our eyes to see that it was you, and that you are leading us into all truth, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, because the natural man does not receive the spiritual things of God, because they are foolishness to him or them. But, Father God, we receive it with open arms because we know, oh, Father God, your establishment and your tilling and your pulling out, Father God, those things that may have tried to hinder, that have hindered them before. But there we are literally been prepared to receive those things now, oh, Father God, that you are telling us, oh, Father God, and that we receive it, oh, Father God, with open arms. Oh, Father God, we honor you and we glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. You are Alpha and Omega, oh, Father God. You are the beginning and the end, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are master of all things on all levels, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, even in your word, oh, Father God, you even went and ministered to the souls, oh, Father God, that was in hell, oh, Father God, to minister them, oh, Father God, so they pulled out things from out of the degradation, oh, Father God, that the world has set them in, oh, Father God, and it was easily able to be manipulated and deceived, oh, Father God, because of the things that you allowed, O Father God, and that when you touch them, O Father God, the darkness, O Father God, that was in them, O Father God, with your light shining within them, O Father God, expose the darkness that they have been told and shown, and now they are set free, O Father God, and mighty warriors, O Father God, from those experiences, O Father God, that they went through, that you allowed them to go through. But now they are mighty warriors for your kingdom. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for everything that we have went through, O Father God. O Father God, to prepare us, O Father God, for such a time as this that we are in, O Father God. Oh, there's no one like you, O Father God, because you are awesome in all your ways. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, again for what Yahshua HaMashiach done on Calvary, O Father God. Shed his blood and water, O Father God, to set us free, O Father God. You had a plan before time, O Father God, that because you knew what the enemy was going to be doing throughout the centuries and times and years, O Father God. But you, O Father God, knew also, O Father God, because you see all things and know all things, O Father God, and you always have had a plan for our deliverance, O Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, for having us to stand strong and steadfast and standing upon the foundational word, oh, Father God, that you have placed within us, oh, Father God. You, oh, Father God, for the mind of Christ, oh, Father God, that you have brought us to, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Because in your word, oh, Father God, you say, but who have given us, oh, Father God, the spirit of fear, not you, oh, Father God. But you have given us, O Father God, your spirit, O Father God, that would lead us to exude, O Father God, with the moving power. We did measured and backed up with love. And having that sound mind, O Father God, like Christ had, that is in us, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for all that you have done and all that you're going to do in the lives of your people. Because in this season, O Father God, we thank you for making all things new, O Father God. Just as we see, oh, Father God, outwardly, oh, Father God, things are blooming. Oh, Father God, we smell a certain something up in the air. Oh, Father God, we even visualize and see the green grass, the flowers blooming. Oh, Father God, just as it is naturally, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are doing something within us spiritually, oh, Father God, upon that same level, oh, Father God, and in the spiritual heaven. And we receive it again, oh, Father God, with open arms, because you are making all things new. Oh, Father God, you have repaired our own, oh, Father God. You have strengthened us in areas that we were weak up in, oh, Father God. We are standing ready, oh, Father God, for your instructions to fight the battles that we need to fight, oh, Father God, in the spiritual realm. As you said, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but in powers and principalities in high places, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for strengthening us, oh, Father God, and opening up our minds, oh, Father God, to you and you alone. Moving here upon this earthly plane, oh, Father God, from your vertical instructions, oh, Father God, just making them out horizontally, oh, Father God, true love and in love and for love and for deliverance, oh, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you for all that you're doing in this season for us. Oh, we thank you for making all things new, O Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection, O Father God, as we went through the things that we had to go through to allow us, O Father God, to see and to be strengthened. O Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you even for preparing the horse this morning, for Father God, for the prospective places that they may go, O Father God, to receive your word. O Father God, because faith comes by hearing, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing and for the love that you have toward us, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for your men of God, oh, Father God, being vessels to minister your word unto the people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, and cover them and keep them, oh, Father God, in all their ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, open up their eyes, oh, Father God, to greater dimensions, oh, Father God, in you, oh, Father God. We thank you and honor you, O Father God, for what you're doing, because there's no one like you. Oh, we bless you, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you, we magnify you, and all that you're doing in our life in this season. We spring forth, O Father God, like sprinters in a race, O Father God, running for you, O Father God, and destroying those things, O Father God, that is not of you, O Father God, on the path that we are on. Oh, thank you, and we honor you and glorify you. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you. It's a celebration. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 20th Year Church Celebration. It happens March 31st through April 2nd, 2023. You don't want to miss it. It kicks off Friday night, March 31st at 7 p.m. with Bishop Terrence L. Cooper, Sr.
Christ Temple New Holiness Church of Gary, Indiana.
Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m. with Prophet Jermone Durant, Senior Pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Friday night service and Saturday morning worship will be held at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Saturday night. It's a black tie gala honoring Dr. LaRon Matthews, special guest, national recording artist, Paul Porter, and evangelist Natalie Caldwell Kirkpatrick. This will take place at Antora Banquets and Catering, 1112 U.S. Highway 41, Shearville, Indiana, beginning at 6 p.m. until midnight. Your tickets are $70 for adults, $30 for children. $70 for adults, $30 for children. The best tickets you'll ever buy. Sunday morning, the 11 a.m. service will resume at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews is senior pastor. For more info, call 708-825-1988. 877-912-2027 or see any member of the RFPIM team. March 31st through April 2nd, the 20th church anniversary of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Get your tickets now and be there.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Can you only imagine? Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Service. Those of you who still around, Team Texas, Team New York, Team Alabama, Team Indiana, Team Minnesota, Team Michigan, Team Ohio, Team Missouri, some of you all and other teams, Florida, and the list of other teams that are joining us from Georgia, we just thank God for you. And those other teams that I did not call, we love you all. We didn't forget you all. I want to move into what the Lord has given me for the people of God that are joining us on today. Please share this with others if you would. Certainly we thank God for those of you who are here. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, you guys did a phenomenal job with your work and duty. Last night into this morning, we had an awesome time. Our good friend Paul Porter really blessed us. Our gospel comedian, man, I tell you, it was a joy. And when I tell you it's a joy, this 20-year celebration thus far has been really one to behold. If you can get my mother to laugh and put a smile on her face, you got it. And if you can get my dad to laugh, who's fifth generation holiness, and he's always been deep, to make him laugh and crack up like he did, you know that's a blessing. And so it's a blessing if you can get the bishop to laugh and have fun at the same time. It's been a blessing. All right, we're going to move into the word of the Lord God. Join us today at 11 o'clock. You will be blessed. Evangelist Natalie Kirkpatrick will be in the building ministering to us. So we're looking forward to that. All of those other teams that we shared, your ministry, thank you all so much. And I'm telling you, we're going to be in for a treat today with what God had for us. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just blessing the Lord for all that he's doing and all that he's blessed us with. Amen. Hallelujah. Into the word of the Lord God. Now, those who have been following us over the last several years, we've been teaching from the book of Daniel. However, we won't be sharing from the book of Daniel, but we're going to be sharing from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, Psalm 119, and verse number 130, Psalm 119 and 130. It's going to be a quick word from the Lord. You will be blessed tremendously. Bless you. Team Nevada, Team California as well. Honor the Lord for you all. You all missed it. It was a great task. Now, we're preparing also for our Lifeline Conference 2023. And we're just 90 days away from that. It will be in the month of June. So if you miss the church 20th year celebration, you'll be able to join us for our 12th year Lifeline Conference 2023. We're going straight into that one, and it will be a blessing to you. Our Age of Israel tour has been canceled due to what's going on in the foreign soil over there. There has been a lot going on in those nations, so that tour has been canceled due to so many things that are happening over in Israel. All right. So we bless the Lord for you. Into the word of the Lord God on today. Psalms 119 and verse number 20, one verse, amen. The book of Psalms are very critical as it relates to songs, as it relates to praise, as it relates to his presence, as it relates to providing a poetic or poetry of an expression of praise and worship in the confession of God. These writings by David. David had 71 of these writings of the Psalms. The sons of Asaph, they had 12. The sons of Kor, they had 9. Solomon wrote 2 of these. And Hermon with the sons of Kor, Ethan, Moses, each wrote 1. And 51 of these Psalms are what we call anonymous. They don't have record of who wrote them. Who wrote these songs and how important they were, anonymous. And David, based upon the history of what we will deal with as it relates to theologians, many believe that David was behind those writings and behind those songs. But we bless the Lord nonetheless. We thank God for the time period for which God has allowed us to, the time period that was given, and now the dispensation for which we are in, especially as it relates to the word of the Lord God. Psalm 119 and verse number 20, it said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Let me read that again. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. The entrance of our or thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. I want to say, share this real quick with many of you. You're the light in the darkest of the darkest of time. You're the light in the darkest of the darkest of time. Many of us, what we're about to experience, a dark age, but a great people in a dark age. This particular verse here talks about the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Good to see my good friend Brian Jordan. Bless you, my brother. Good to have you on today. Much love to you and your family there as well. Now, listen to this. The entrance of thy word giveth light. The power of your words and how powerful your words become as they enter into darkness. The power of how your words will give light to anything that will attach itself to try to bring darkness to where you're going. Now, he said it like this in the word. He said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. The power of the word, when it enter into its authority and its strength, is to give light or solutions to everything that's going on in the world. And so when you're connecting yourself with people, your words must be the words that will impute understanding so that they can understand it from a simple perspective. We don't have to be deep in this time. We just have to be authentic everywhere we go. Ministries right now, and the time that we're in, the success of any ministry or any person in the earth is to be authentic with your entrance. We have so many people who operate from a high mind but a low level. The word of God should be able to bring simpleness to people who don't understand it, because the entrance of the word should be what? It should be the power source to give light to anything that's going on in your life. Even in your baddest moment, entrance of thy word giveth light. How do I break this down? when you look at the gene in the Adam or the pineal gland, it's the light that opens you up to the mysteries and the secrets and the revealing of who you are in God's creativity. So we have to be very careful who we allow to have entrance and access into a time of greatness. Some of us are moving in a time of greatness in our life right now. So the entrance of the word must be the light of your net, the light of where you're going, the light of your power source, the light of your life, because it's the strength that we need. That's why the word of God said, the entrance of thy word do what? It giveth light. We have connected so many times to people who can't see us. Why? Because the blind is leading the blind. And the blind can't lead the blind. Because if you're blind, you can't see. So that's why the word of God has to have the power to enter into, to give light and victory to things that we're seeking God for. The entrance of the word. It's the entrance of the word. So what comes in you must be a light to you. Everything about the word should be a light. The entrance of the word. The entrance of the word. Insight. Insight is the capacity to gain an accurate or deep intuitive understanding of a person or a thing. The word gives you the sight. Pastor Veal, it gives you sight into things that are important in our life. The prophetic word is a word that's a transformation word. It should transform your entire life through the word of God. The most painful thing is to make covenant with somebody that does not have your best interest, but have their agenda. Because if you covenant with someone who don't have your best interest, you really haven't covenant with anybody. You just have contact with somebody trying to make them become a covenant to you. And that doesn't work, because the word of God is the power and the authority. Look at the insight. The entrance of the word is insight. It's the capacity to gain an accurate and deep intuitiveness of what? Understanding of a person or a thing. It's the perception, the awareness, the discernment, the understanding. And as believers, we need an understanding of what's going on right now. Do you know, and I'm going to be prophetic right here, do you know that what we're watching in the world right now is really an all-points bulletin in this nation, that there's a showdown getting ready to divide this nation? We're getting ready to be in one of the biggest divides. You talk about the North and the South. There is a divide that's here that's going to divide the entire 50 states. And the enemy plan is to divide race relations. And they're trying to do it at every level to cause confusion among the men and the women of God, cause confusion about the word and the world. Because what the enemy wants to do right now, he wants to use indictments to indict those who are anointed. See, what he's trying to do right now, because we're really winning, but the media is creating hype against the greatness of God's people. We're being deceived, and many of the people are being deceived. That's why the entrance of the word give it light. Why? Because when you receive the word is a sound, and my sound is a seed to those who understand where God is taking us right now. Here we are right now in the world. In 2020, there were more millionaires in the history of any time in the world. There were more millionaires during the pandemic. There were more millionaires in the virus. There were more millionaires in the epic of so much chaos in the history. So now what we're getting ready to see is that many of us We're tapping into that wealth portal, that inheritance, that legacy. So what the enemy would do is it would cause an indictment against your anointing. The enemy does not want you to tap into what God has given us. That's why the knowledge, the entrance of the word, or the knowledge of the word is bringing life. The mysteries are coming alive. Many of the people are coming alive now. They're waking up to what's going on. The mainstream media does not have power over the social media. That's why TikTok is doing what it's doing, and political leaders around the world is trying to stop those who are watching or viewing TikTok as a game. No, it's many people are getting wealth through TikTok. They're getting wealth through social media. They're getting wealth through Instagram, through YouTube, through Facebook, because it's the capacity of the words are impacting their power source. See, they can't do what they want to do the way they used to navigate and used to control, because the entrance of the word is doing what? It's giving life. Many of us are coming to an entirely new mindset. We're viewing things totally different than the way it was and the way they spoke it and the way they said it. Now, you must remember that they said we are in a recession. But what they didn't tell you is that the recession is a wealth chain. Look at somebody say it's a wealth chain. I don't want y'all to miss this today, because what's getting ready to happen and what we're getting ready to view is we're getting ready to review the actual transference of the legacy of those who were supposed to be in the wealth. So God is turning things around, and I'm gonna show you how God is turning things around right now. And many of you are going to see it in this next 90 days. You want to share this with other people, other pastors, other leaders. You want to share this. See, what the enemy did is 2019 was a year of a setup. 2020 was a year of an obituary. 2021 was a year of mental illness, a year of grief, sorrow. 2022 was a year of transition. Now 2023 is bringing us into repositioning the people of God so that we will see and know what God is saying to us. We're going to benefit. What the enemy did in those four-year periods is they created fear for the phony. Oh, my God, I'm telling you. See, that's why you see many people right now are not doing what they were doing, because they were phony. So fear hit the phony, but those who are anointed will be wealthy. We're going to tap into things you didn't even think you can tap into. That's why the entrance of the word given life. That's the capacity to gain, the capacity to have accurate, intuitive, and understanding. Look at the wind that's changing right now. Many of you, look at the wind of the land. Look at the entire earth. The climatic turning point. We're in a climatic turning point. The climatic turning point is nature is against our enemy. Nature is in revolt against anybody that does not stay in position. So we're watching the powerful move of God. I'm behind the city. And those of you who have survived, you're the light. You're that interest, that given light. That's why you're going to watch as we're in 2023 and 2024. You're going to see many people who you thought were going to be the ones. They will go into, you will literally see them go into, it will be almost like they became infamous. Because things are turning right now. Look at the fear. Look at the precipitation. Look at the intimidation. Look at so many people that are quitting. Look at so many people that are bailing out. Look at the fear. The entrance of the word do what? It gives life. You don't have fear. The pineal gland of the very substratum transcends anything that the enemy would throw at you. You will be able to move and operate in spiritual dimension. Some of you, God will take you into places before you even get there. He'll take your spirit into those places. And then when you get there, the demonic forces will know you're there. They'll know the power of who you are in the kingdom of God and where he's taking you. In your mouth is a vault. In your mouth is a gold mine. In your mouth is wittiness. In your mouth is invention. In your mouth would change the heart of nations and communities. In your mouth would dominate the animal kingdom. In your mouth would dominate the marine kingdom. In your mouth would defeat witches and warlocks. In your mouth would stop those false spirits. You got to open your mouth and recognize the power that the entrance of the word giveth life. You are the word carrier of life for people, and people are looking and expecting you. You're the sound that will change the drought. You're the frequency that will change the land. You're the power source that will cause everything to work in the divine will of God. Here we are, another distraction, another distraction. And I'm going to go on record for this. And you can put it on record. All of this stuff of these indictments is another distraction to cause chaos while they're undermining our environment. It's to undermine the people. And most people are sitting there watching all of this. It's to undermine. Show me in the history a president of the United States, all of what's going on. And then they use us. Here we go. Because many of you, I shared with you all, what did I say to many of you all several years ago? If black leadership would sit back and stop being used or cloned or as a puppet, we will watch a move in the land. We'll let them destroy their own self. But see what they do, if they use us as puppets for their system, then what they do is when it don't work, they attack us. They use us to get them. And then and they turn on us. Look at the record. But as those who are anointed, you understand the power of where we're going and what we're doing and what's already been released. Here you have right now in the world, you don't have a queen on the throne. And guess what? Nothing can move. It's proven biblically until the original people are seated in the position. And you right here in this word, all through the word right here. Listen to this. I want somebody to hear this. All through this word, listen to this. All through the word, from the Vatican, from the royal family, from what's going on in Israel. You see the chaos in Israel? What's going on in Ukraine and Russia? Until the original people are in position, until the royal seat is filled, you're going to see this continued chaotic mess that is going on. And it ain't who they think it's going to be. And what they're doing is they try to distract the people. They try to distract you. What you're dealing with is you're dealing with the ancient spirit of the Amalekites. Study the Amalekites. The same ancient spirit, this noble birthing realm, the noble birthing, the high-ranking families of the world, they couldn't do what they wanted to do through Bill Gates. They couldn't do it to Dr. Fauci. They can't do it through any other leader. So what they do is they manipulate us and try to use us for their trapping of other people. That's why you don't any major leader right now. And the whole entire world, the microscope of the world, they don't even know what to do. Now, here we are. What did the people say? Israel is God's chosen. Israel is a land. God's chosen are the melanated people. You praying for land. You better start praying for the people who are getting ready to take position and take possession. Israeli President Netanyahu is not a Jew. You better study these people and understand what's going on. Even that in that land is in revolt right now. That's why chaos over there. Total chaos in those regions. Because everything is coming back into alignment. And if you look at the world right now, if you even look at the the astrologies, as you look at hemispheres and trochospheres and biospheres and lithospheres and heliospheres, as you even look at the very nature of things, their ultimate plan was to destroy and just take out the original people. That's why over here in the United States, all of those lands where they call the hotspot, I've been filled with the Ukrainian people. They're filling those cities up. Look at those cities. You'll find out. They got one in Chicago called Ukrainian Village now. Because everything, you watch it, a spit image of counterfeit. And what demonic spirits are trying to do is they're trying to distract us. Let me tell you something, people of God. I want you to hear this. Let me take you over to the Word of God. And I'm going to end on this. Listen to this. I want everybody to follow me. And please, listen to this. I want you all to share this. The book of Psalms. I mean, the book of Isaiah, there it is. Jeremiah. Now, listen to this. Jeremiah 29, and I'm going to be done with this. Jeremiah 29, in verse number 11. Now, Jeremiah warning the people against false prophets. He's warning the people. Now, this is a word for many of you all. We are in the second day of month number 4. Now, listen to this. I'm going to read verse 4, but I'm going to take you down to verse number 10. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I'm called to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that they may be increased there, and not diminish, and seek peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, let not your prophet and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. You see, the media, the television, which is teleporting, are trying to deceive the people. Now, many of you for years, and some of you who have followed me over the months and weeks, you're understanding this. And then even those who are connected, because there are people who are following us right now, they can't hit the button and come in on the live part. So what they got to do is they got to stay on the outside because they don't want to be identified. They don't want to be identified with that. So you have millions of people that are watching me right now on social media or streaming, but they don't want to come on the original page because they don't want to be identified, because they know the data and the information I'm sharing is going to transcend thought, but it's going to release the people in understanding that the legacy takers are in position. Those who are connected to God know that it's your time. And many of you remember when I was telling you, keep your eye on the White House, keep your eye on the president. You're seeing what's going on. But here's what's getting ready to be more powerful than your mind, than you will think. You're getting ready to see an entire epic change in all 7 continents. It's going to be an epic change in all 7 continents. not just one, in all the seven continents, there would be an epic change. Now, let me read all that. But what the enemy is doing, he's releasing a false sound that will try to desensitize the people from seeing what is getting ready to transpire in the land. Let not your prophet and your diviner that be in the midst of you deceive you. Neither hearken to your dream, which ye have caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. Now, here we are. Here's what's getting ready to bless us. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, Queen Elizabeth, served 70 years in England. She ruled the Caribbean Sea. She ruled those the deepest seas in the world. She dominates the money system, the British pound. She ruled territory, land, millions of acres of land. She ruled the church at England. Now listen to this. There's a vacancy now in the land, and it's unpresidential based upon the royal status for anything to happen and go further unless there's a queen sitting there. It must be a sitting queen. And based upon history, let me explain etymology and then explain historicity so you can understand the deception of the manipulation of the Catholic Church, the manipulation of secret society, the manipulation of the noble birth. And here's the scare tactics to many of you. Because if you go study this right now, this is what they're saying. There's a major syphilis, I think they call it syphilis virus, hitting young children. Now, many of you all remember, I told you, be very careful, because 2 years ago they started talking about this children's formula, right? Everybody was knowing it, 44%. Now, all of a sudden, you got young children, got what? Out of nowhere, syphilis. Go Google it right now. Right now, you can stop here and go Google it. They got more of these little children, little kids with syphilis. Come on now. Let me tell you something. I'm exposing. I'm trying to bring y'all to the reality of what's going on. I'm speaking prophetically, but I already warned the people ahead of time. How could little children all of a sudden have syphilis? Formula. Listen to this. Jeremiah 29 and 11. The word of the Lord God said, I'm going to read down there. I'm going to read Jeremiah 1 and 4. What did he say in Jeremiah 1 and 4? Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you. Formula. Before you became a formula, I knew you. Before you came out of the womb, your mother womb, I did what? I sanctified you. So here we got formula. That was out of formula. We were creating formula. I was trying to tell the people already ahead of time. Because they know that the children that were born in 2019, 2020, 21, 22, these will be historical children in the earth realm. They did this in the time of Moses. They did it in time of when Jesus was here, Yeshua. They did it in time, any time the original people get ready to birth into power and authority. They always use their secret encrypted codes in the earth realm to cause havoc. And they use people like us. And the former president. And I ain't talking about Trump. I'm talking about the one, your Obama. Look, if you study all of those things that happened. Let me end right here. Because I'm bringing the truth, and no one can refute anything I'm saying. Listen to this. Etymology is the study of the origin of words and the way which their meanings have changed throughout history. So they study words and the origin of words and the way words were changed throughout history. So the original words, they changed them in translation. The origin of words and the historical development of its meaning. So if I can manipulate you and manipulate your culture, your background, and manipulate you from being able to know that this is the legacy time, and this is the original time, and this is the dispensation, this is the hour, this is the time of it, and manipulate you, I can make you bail out. I can make you quit. Look at many of us, are seeking after the monetary system. God's going to bless us, but the legacy is more important because the legacy writes history. Money buys things. The legacy writes history. Who will sit on the throne? Who will dominate the realm? Who will rule the Caribbean Sea? Who will dominate the money system? Who will be able to have the power of the birthing out? Who will be the original people? Who will be the tribunal people that God has called forth for this hour now? And you will see it. That's why you see it exiting off, out, in a leading off. And some of you, this is prophetic for you all. Many of us right at this very moment, God's nature, the melon of many of us, the nature of many of us, God is separating people from our life. You think people are leaving you. They're not. It's God's divine will for his original people to be separated. So he's causing chaos and chaotic things to separate you from people who will snatch your legacy away. And some of you don't even know it. You weeping over a predator and you calling them a protector. You weeping over somebody who will steal your legacy and calling them the greatness. You're supporting and voting for folks who will snatch your legacy and you calling them to chosen. And many of the church world is called the lesser of two evils. So you'd rather take a lesser evil that's going to kill you slowly than an evil that would destroy you instantly. So here's what they said. We'll take the lesser of two evils. So the lesser of two evils means the lesser of the one that's going to kill you slowly instead of the one that's going to kill you instantly. Well, we'll take the one that's going to kill us slowly instead of the one that's going to kill us instantly. Ain't that foolishness? So we have leaders. We'll take the lesser of two evils. And here you got Bible believing preachers and Bible believing people talking this foolishness. So when you know you are the one that God is raising up for such a time as this, and they'll say, well, we'll take the lesser of two evils. So you want to take the one that will kill you slowly over the one that will kill you instantly. Let me look at historicity. Look at historicity. Are you being blessed today? Go ahead. I want everybody to put, I'm being blessed. Truth is coming out. Because what you're getting ready to see in this month is going to shock many people. Because if you think for one time the enemy will be able to indict the anointed people of God, it will not happen. If you believe for one time what you're watching, this counterfeit spirit in the land will be able to change, it will not. That's why you're watching the nature. Look at how the precipitation of the weather and the precipitation of the land is going through cities and towns and taking out. But you ain't never seen 130 degrees tornado hitting cities. Look at some cities that I told you were once well-known cities in California. They don't even exist anymore. There are cities that don't even exist on the Richter scale. Billionaire header. Look at what happened over in the Napa Valley. Look at the billionaire base. What are they doing? They're distracting us again. Don't be distracted, man of God. Don't be distracted, women of God. Don't be moved right now. Because now, and even look at what's going on right now in Israel, in Iran and Iraq. The United States of America told the Iraqi people. They already told them. They were getting ready to give their currency back. Many of you have that currency, them dinars. You got money. All of you all got foreign money. They're getting ready to change everything around because they promised these people they were going to do that. You're going to be more wealthy than you ever imagined. I'm prophesying to somebody. I'm trying to get you to understand what's going on. I'm trying to get you to see. Don't sleep at a dangerous time. Let me take you back to understand etymology in the Hebrew. Etymology in Hebrew is the modern Hebrew word. Almost all Hebrew words are built upon the root letter called shorash, which means root, and a form is a form in small manipulation can create many different but relative meanings. God is bringing us into what he promised us he was going to do. Now, here's the question. Some people don't think Elohim is going to do what he said he's going to do. So what they do is they become traitors, not haters. Ooh, good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. I can preach that. See, they're not haters. They're traitors. Because, see, what they're doing is they're trading. Because they see or they sense nothing is going to happen. The devil is a liar. People are giving up their rights. They're giving up their birthrights now. And they're walking away from the opportunity of a lifetime. Look at somebody say, they are not haters, they're traitors. Many people, they're traitors. They ain't haters, they're traitors. Because we're watching everything work to the degree of the greatness of who God has us to be right at this moment. Now let's look at the word historicity and how you're going to see this. The word historicity, it means authenticity, the actuality of persons in events. What they did in 2019 and 2020 and 2021, 2022, they can't do it in 2023. They're landlocked in. That's why, let me help y'all out. Do you know that bank over in California that closed, that bank was ran by billionaires? And what they lost billions of dollars because the wealth portal is open. The money system is open. The currency is open. And many of the people didn't understand that's part of the deep wealth. And when they didn't do it, and some people didn't do what they were supposed to do, nature, it will work in revolt against them. Do you remember the word of the Lord God, what the word of God says concerning Pharaoh when Moses told Pharaoh to release the people and he didn't? Then Pharaoh came to the people and said, listen, this night God is getting ready to send a plague into the land, and every firstborn that is not covered they will die. Now listen to this, saint. I want you to hear this. So what you're watching is you're watching the actuality of those pharaohs who did not do what God told them to do in terms of what they were supposed to release and give back. So what God is doing is he's sending the death angel and he's taking back. Because you got to understand, when God went through, came against Pharaoh, he did not only take Pharaoh's son away, he took Pharaoh's wealth away. He took what Pharaoh had. He took his wealth away. In the wilderness was the biggest offering in the world. If you even study your Bible, the biggest offering that were in the world was in the wilderness, and it came from Pharaoh. That's why you see what's happening in Israel with Netanyahu. He's not a Jew. Study the man. And then look at the 700,000 actual black Jews that they were trying to excommunicate over there, the confusion. I'm trying to prophesy to somebody so you can understand what's getting ready to happen. Now you're watching Ukraine. Look at the truth that's coming out about them. That country will be almost a country that will be an infamous country because of all what's going on over there. Let me finish up. I'm taking you to the biblical information. The authenticity is the actuality of events. So because men are lying about the actual events that are going on in the world, God, nature, is coming up against them so that their truth can be revealed, meaning the quality of being part of history as opposed to being historical myth or legend. So the myth is being eliminated because truth is being manifested. And many people in ministry can't survive it. Why? Because you all are watching and celebrating paganistic stuff that comes from Babylon, Nimrod, noble birthing, and you're missing the actuality of the word of God that says you are the wealth, you are the portal, you are the success, you are the story, you are the original. Totally, unequivocally, unquote. Because God has you positioned for it now. That's why I'm not going to miss what God has already given us. See, the enemy will not mishandle the anointing of the people. Look at what's getting ready to get ready to be released like never before. They cannot put anybody on the throne in Israel right now. It's forbidden by the very divine law, even a pope in Rome. Do you know the pope in Rome don't get in front of a white Mary or white Jesus? They can't even do it. That'll break their divine law. They have a law over in Rome. So you all are bowing to their foolishness. They the one who control many of the events, and they don't even kneel and bow. They won't even do that. If you look at it, they won't even bow. That's why they got the culture manipulation. They understand. As a matter of fact, let me take you deeper so you can understand that. The Catholic Church, none of the popes will ever bow to any white Jesus or a white Mary. If it is, that will be a forbidden and is worthy of death in their order. So in their order, in their secret order, if they bow against any other image, they are worthy of death. They will kill them. Now, so y'all can know that. So when these people up there, no, up there, all that foolishness. So if they understand the divine order, of things, and they send Dr. Fauci to poison the world and to destroy the people and manipulate the people. He already knows. That's why. Do anybody hear about Dr. Fauci anymore? No. He's no longer in existence. After January 2023, he had his farewell address. It was the end of an era. It was an end of an epic moment. It was the end of a dispensation. It was the end of the noble birthing realm. That's why you watch that crooked, and go back and Google this. In 2023, Bill Gates had to give up $24 billion. He had to give it up because he couldn't do what he wanted to do. It's proven. It ain't that he donated. He had to give it up. Because in his father's generational bloodline, he was assigned to go. He was assigned. He was a son that was assigned. Listen to me. Y'all better follow me. Listen to me. These wicked people, these were sons. They were assigned to cause this chaos in this dispensation of time. There was no other time in history. They knew what this time was all about. We didn't know it because we were jumping up and down, shouting and hooping over traitors, not haters. They were traitors. They weren't haters. They were traitors. And what we're watching now is we're watching the release of the legacy. And coming up this year, it'll be 1 year that there's no queen on the throne. It'll be 1 year. If you study the life, if you go over to the word of the Lord God in the book of Esther, because the book of Esther means hidden, a secret. It means hidden star. You will find out that when Queen Esther became queen, look at what they did. They took her through a whole year to prepare her. They prepared her a whole year. They prepared her. It was a year of preparation. So men and women of God, you're going to watch. You're getting ready to watch a historical moment unveil before our enemy eyes. You're watching a historical time. There's no other time in history that all of us who have survived this heinous, demonic time in history. I want many of you to hear this. The genocide that they created and they were planning to do did not work. So nature knows its payback time. And those people who were trying to cause the chaos, look at what's going on in the land of Israel. I'm telling you right now, brace yourself, America. Brace yourself, people, because what you're getting ready to see is going to change the entire climate. Reciprocity, emancipation is on the side of the believers. And those leaders who sold their, let me use this word, those who have sold their soul for those 30 pieces of silver. And when you understand that, you got to understand the realm of the degrees of the mysteries of what they had to go through. You're going to see the rising up of men and women of God who are the origin in the land. Netanyahu, Israeli prime minister, who caused all of the chaos, will go down in history as an infamous leader. And you will see the rising up. The royal family, they already know. Even Queen Elizabeth, before she left, as soon as Harry and Meghan came into the room over in Buckingham Palace and talked to Grandma Elizabeth, she left. 2 days later, she was gone. They understand those Nephilim. They understand those reptilian people. They understand when their season is up. Your history been stolen. Their history been hidden. Y'all ain't ready for me. They have your history, and they know, and they recognize. And that's why they had two popes for what, over 9 years, almost 10 years? Now you have one pope. And they kept him around. Because what you're getting ready to see is you're getting ready to see the entire seven continents is going to be transformed overnight. 2020, all seven continents transform. You're going to watch the transformation of it. And nobody will be able to stop it, period. Nobody will be able to stop it. And you're going to see leaders. It's almost like the sons of Issachar, the rising up. The changing of what's getting ready to manifest in the land. I'm going to stop right there. That's why he said it. I will perform my good word towards you and causing you to what? Return to the place. Many of you, when they say return to the place, you're replacing the phony. You're replacing the counterfeit. You're returning to the place of who God said you will be and the thing that God prepared for you to be and where you're going to be. So, you're in it. You're watching it. You're seeing the manifestation of it. And everything that God promised us he was going to do is already manifested. That's why if you ever notice, major leaders are passing their mantle to daughters. Mantle supposed to be passed to sons. Daughters supposed to be queens. They supposed to dominate the throne. The king supposed to be dominating the product. We're watching the power for source in the earth realm. Now, I'm not taking anything away from how they transitioning, but the divine, the order is the order of God. It had nothing to do with me. I'm just telling you the order. Everything is up to God. Now you can disagree with me if you want. It's okay. You ain't gonna change the divine will of God for his position and his place in the earth realm. You're seeing it right now. And you're watching it manifest. So what God will do, he'll raise up a leader who will replace the leader of those leaders so that he can move things into his divine will and his plan for the earth realm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The entrance of the word, the entrance of the word, give it life. Where there's no light, there will be always darkness. And you will see it in the earth realm. Bless you, Apostle. Bless your man servant. Bless you on today. Bless you on today, Pastor. Bless you on today, many of your kingdom leaders. God bless you. I'm telling you, this month, count it down of what's getting ready to unveil for many of you. You're watching it like never before. That's why the enemy has fought me for 20 years of what he's doing. It's been a powerful time in Jesus' name. All right, I must prophesy to a few of you before I go, but I want to thank those. Let me tell you something. I want to thank those that have joined us last night. I'm telling you, we were over capacity last night, and I want to say to those who were not able to get into the banquet last night, I was told many people you had to get there early. We were over capacity. So our ministry had the banquet people to give more seats, and we paid for that. So our ministry made room for many other people that came because it was over capacity. It was full, so there was no seating. And for those who had to leave because you left, I was trying to tell the people to get there early. Culturally, some people late. There was no room in the building. Even if they put more seats, next year is going to be far greater. So we were entirely full to capacity. They took the seating outside and they brought it on the inside. Then they set up another table so that the people can get in. I'm telling you, saints, it was a powerful time. You ain't seen nothing yet. 11 o'clock service today is going to be powerful. Evangelist Natalie Kirkpatrick got a word for us. I want you all to be there. And when I tell people, I think oftentimes people they assume, you can't assume in this season what God is doing. You won't be able to assume in this season. This is a great season. And those of you who are following us now who were there, you all was there. Some of you all was in the building. You already saw it. So you couldn't even get in. You couldn't even get a seat in the building. So everything was entirely filled to capacity. So we thank God for those who came from Alabama, Administrator Rita Bryant, Team Alabama. Thank you, Angela Ziegler, Alabama. We thank God for the entire team that came from Alabama. We thank God for Team Texas. We thank God for Team Ohio, Team Michigan, Team Indiana. Thank God. I'm telling you, all of them, it was so many people in the building. Those who came from California, those who came from Washington State, those who came from East Coast, New York, New Jersey. Thank you, team. We thank you for those who came from Pennsylvania, Georgia. We thank you, Florida. We thank you, Louisiana. We bless the Lord for you all. Those who came from Mississippi, those who came from Tennessee, those who came in to be with us. We thank you all for your support and your help. There's many others, Vermont, D.C., Delaware, New Jersey. We thank you all, North Carolina, South Carolina. We thank you for your support, all of those who came to be part of this auspicious occasion 20 years. I thank the sons and the daughters and the men and women of God. Thank you so much for your support. I personally appreciate all of you for all that you did. But today, yeah, that a bull shaka. Oh, glory. I'm excited. Glory to God. I'm excited about today. Well, thank you, Jesus. It's gonna be a powerful time. Thank God. Arizona, thank you right now. Debbie Ward, bless you. Debbie was there. Sharonda was there. I'm telling you. Mother Allen. Oh, I'm telling you, we had a powerful time. You can go over to their pages. Gwen Marshall, thank you. The woman of God that did the spoken word, Restoration Ministry. My team. Thank you, Rosie Gilbert. Thank you. Thank you, team. Thank you, Elder Hunter. I'm telling you, it was powerful. Thank you, our worship team. Thank you, Jamone DeRock. Thank God for all of the mighty people of God. It was a phenomenal time. If you came in and joined us for that worship that we had after the service, Bishop Cooper. I mean, it was just powerful. So we're getting ready to hit to our 11 o'clock service. It's going to be awesome. And it was, and I'm telling you, it was phenomenal. My mom and dad was there, family members. Thank you, Mary Teasley, for your blessing us. Thank you for your seed. Those who sent seeds in, thank you. Sister Diane Veal from Kankakee, bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Appreciate you all. Amen. Thank you all. Sarah Dela Cruz, bless you. Amen. Appreciate you. Now, we thank God. But Sabrina Williams, thank you so much. Nicole McLeod, thank you. Sister Alexis Shaw, bless you. Thank you. Next time, we want to see all of you all there. I want to see you all. Now, y'all been telling me, y'all coming. Y'all, I'm telling you, y'all wouldn't have probably been able to get in last night because we had so many people had to be turned away. It was not by hour because we told people to get there in time. Thank you. We just blessed the Lord for everybody that came. We thank you. Thank you for your commitment, woman of God. Brother Boyd, bless you. Amen. Sister, amen. Thank you. We appreciate it. It was just powerful. Good. Thank God. Man, it was just, woo, shed of the Yosha. I'm telling you. Sister Rynisha, you need to come on over and be with us. You'll be blessed. Come on from over your country. Come on over. You would have been blessed. Man, it was powerful. All right. Take the word of God, what I shared with many of you today. Yes, Sister Nia, you should have been there too. You were supposed to have been there too. I'm telling you, this is, man, Sister Sabrina Daniels, saints of God, this season has been a tremendous battle. But I'm telling you, saints of God, when I say our different teams, we took one for the home team. And many of you who have been with us, man, it's been a powerful time. And we're not ending the conference. We're continuing the conference. This is the way the rest of the year is going to be. God bless you, Sister Victoria. Bless you. Thank you for joining us. Apostle Bland, bless you. Apostle Taylor, bless you. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, embracing us with your presence. Our entire worship team, thank you. It has been a powerful one. All right, thank you, God. I got to prepare myself. Woo, thank you. Go big or don't go at all. Bless the Lord. We're getting ready to take it to the next. And so many of you all who've been following us, you watched the record of what God is doing. Apostle, we thank God for the bishops and the apostles that joined us. My cousin, Apostle Beverly London, we bless the Lord for her. Thank God for Apostle Linda Sherrill. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. I'm telling all of you all who were there. Bishop Franklin, bless you. Apostle Franklin, bless you. Those who came, my good friend Apostle Russell Shamu, Apostolic House of Deliverance. We bless people. Thank you all. I have to acknowledge you all for all that you have done and blessed us. You blessed us. A radio broadcast at WYCA has been blessing many people. Thank you, Covenant Partners, who are partnering with us. Thank you. Tuesday night has been on Tuesday night 6:30 broadcast has blessed so many people in the Chicagoland area. Saturday afternoon, our Saturday afternoon broadcast at 3 p.m. prime time has so many people been blessed. It would be that's right. Our gospel comedian, man, that brother blessed us last night. Like I said, if you want to, my dad is fifth generation holiness. My dad almost fell out of his seat and cracking up laughing. And if you can get my mother to smile, you know you got them. It was just awesome. Telling you. All right, we're getting ready for some more excitement today. Y'all ready? Amen. Woo. Amen. It's gonna be powerful. It's gonna be powerful today. Thank you once again for all of my co-laborers and preachers and friends in the region. I bless the Lord for you all. Thank you, Bishop Fabian Tucker. Thank you, man of God. I appreciate you so much. And Apostle Bland, bless you, man of God. We appreciate you as well. And many more of you all that came. It was phenomenal. All right? Okay, I want to give everybody the opportunity to be a blessing. If you want to be a blessing today, and this is what I'm going to do. I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing. I'm not going to tell you what to give. It's 20 years. So it's 20 years. All I'm going to do is give you all my Cash App, our ministry Cash App, and Isaiah. I'm not going to say what to give because many of you who know me, y'all follow me, I'm going to ask, let you be a blessing. Those who are following us right now, you be a blessing. I'm going to give you opportunity to be a blessing. So you can go to Cash App at Money Sign, RFPIN. You can go to Cash App Money Sign, RFPIN. Now, you got to remember this is 20 years celebration. If you want to do it via Zelle, you can go to Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com. Now, some of you can go to our website and go up to our website. The left-hand side is the donation. You can sow a seed there. You want to be a blessing today. Prophet Matthews, I'm being a blessing for this 20 years. And I'm not saying do this, how much to give, what to give. You know what you can afford to give today. You know what you want to be a blessing. You know what you want to sow. You can do that. Let God will be done in your sowing today. You know what you want to do today. Sister Sabrina Williams, this is what I hear the word of the Lord for you. And I'm giving everybody a chance to sow. I'm going to release a few words to the people. You know, when you reached out to me and you shared some things with me, but it was interesting when you reached out to me, God was already speaking to my spirit concerning you on last week when I was out of town. The Lord said he's taking you through this trial, this testing time. This trial and this testing time of what you're going through, the enemy is trying to keep you feeling guilty about decision that was not favorable, and he's constantly trying to keep you under the condemnation. God is saying, release yourself, daughter, because where he's taking you right now, he's dealing with you personally. And some things he's working on personally for you and in your life in this season. Don't let your hurt you even more. Because some people let the hurt them more because they'll keep themselves under guilt and shame. So stay in that place of God and watch how God will begin to move for you in different places. Sister Rhymesha, this is a word for you right now. Because where you've been, the enemy is still trying to pull you back. You're in the tug of war. You're in the tug of war because the enemy don't want you to operate in where he has for your life. So he's playing on your self-esteem to pull you back. There's some things that God is doing personally in your family. concerning your family so you will know and see the changes that will come. And so the enemy is constantly trying to delay. That's what I hear for you. The enemy is trying to delay some things, but they will not be denied. He's trying to delay some things. But God is causing you to come forward, come forward, come forward, come forward because of what he's doing in your life and for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because he's trying to bring you to see where you are at in him and what he's going to do for you in this place now. Glory to God. Sister Charmaine, this is a word for you. The Lord said he's connecting you in this season. There's going to be some divine connection. 2015 stole some things from your purpose. And God said, it's like, thank you, Holy Ghost. This is redistribution. So things are getting ready to come back to you even greater than what you lost in previous years. And even some things you didn't even remember. And I don't know why I'm going back to 2002. I don't know. Right around 2002, God is moving on some things for you. And you're going to see them manifest for them. Sister Nia Park, this is a word for you. The Lord said he's preparing some things specifically for you in this season. There's some people. These people are constantly trying to pull you in. They're trying to pull you in. And I even hear the Lord say, I'm keeping you away from being trapped by relationships that will wound you. You have a big heart. You have a giant heart. And many things that the Lord is doing in your life, it's been a fight. It's been a major fight. But there's some specific things that God is going to do in your life that are far greater than your own imagination. What you see now is an illusion over where God is taking you as a reality. And those things are going to bless you in such a powerful way. So I'm looking at these three different guys. One is pulling over here. One is pulling over there. One is pulling over there. And it's just like you're standing in the middle like, man, I don't know what to do. Just be still and watch how God is going to do some things for you in such a powerful way. You just continue to write. Continue to do what you need to do. You don't need anybody else's money. God is going to give you wealth of your own. You all of the creative things he's doing inside you is going to be exactly to the detail of where he's taking you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Sabrina Daniel, this is a strategy. I want you to hear this word, strategy. Everything you're going to have to do in this season is going to have to be done with a strategy. The reason being is that there are things that God has strategically planned. And I'm looking at in the next 5 years, they're going to be so strategically planned that you got to be very careful who you share your ideas with, even some female friends in the same arena you're in. What you think is friend or fraternities or partners and pal, they're not what you think it is. Let me tell you something, woman of God. There's so many things that God has for you in wittiness and creativity. You're going to prosper in this mental health time than you ever prosper in your previous months, weeks, and years. God has positioned you, and I'm even looking at your own office. That makes you feel a little afraid because of not stepping out. God is he's launching you into uncharted territory right now. And this is for about 20 of you all right now. God is launching your business into uncharted. Let me tell you this. God is launching your business into scary times for you. Your flesh is being scared. He's launching you into uncharted territory. That means uncharted means territory that have not been discovered. God is causing many of you to go into areas that have not been discovered. And the reason why have not been discovered, because you have not showed up. It's not what's in your business. It's what's in you. You're the business. So God is trying to take you to areas that have not been discovered in you. Launch, step out, go with it. Watch it blows up. The mental health industry is booming. Do you know they just, in certain cities, they pass laws for police officers have to go through a mental health test. They're even giving billions of dollars to men and women of God, I mean business people who have their licenses in those areas. And they're paying $250 plus per session. That's plus. So think about you doing 10 clients a day. And even some contracts, I'm telling you, it's happening. Greater than you may imagine, it is here in Jesus' name. All right. Woo, Jesus. Thank you. Social work, I'm telling you, is going to be powerful. All right. Thanks to God. I'm giving many of you still an opportunity to be a blessing. Go ahead and sow that seed today. We bless the Lord for you. I'm telling you, it is already being done. Woo. It's already manifesting itself. It's already coming to pass. It's always in the hand of the Lord, and it's for your life on today. All right. Bless you on today. People of God, continue to stay in that place of the Lord. Continue to stay strong. All right. Those of you who are sowing the seed, please do that. Amen. Please, can you give me your information? You can do that. Go to Cash App MoneySide, RFPIM. Zelle at we restore you the letter U at yahoo.com. Thank you, Apostle. Bless you. Thank you, Brother Boy. Thank you, Saints of God. Bless you on today. Go ahead and sow that. Thank you, Sister Sarah. Bless you on today. Bless you. I'm telling you, thank you all. I'm telling you, it has been powerful. God bless you, Sister Selena William Randall. Bless you, woman of God, for joining us. We're getting ready to exit off, but bless you all. Thank you all for coming. I'm telling you, as I said to many of you, it was totally packed out. So there was no room for some people had to, those who came and had to leave. I'm going to apologize on our behalf, but we next year will be a bigger venue than it was this year. So we thank God for you. Amen. All right. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Now, you all who's in our region, we want to see you today. We're going to look those who are in the hotel there. We want to see you today. Those in the area, join us today. I want to see you in the place. We're looking forward to seeing you being there in the building, in the place. All right. Bless you all. Stay in that place of God. Love you all. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll see you at our 11 o'clock service in the sanctuary. We'll be doing that from our Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page. Okay. Bless you. We'll talk to you soon. It's in your hand, Administrator Brian. God bless you on today.